here with a first look at what it says in Thursday's papers. It's John S. Doyle.
RTE staff are angry following Ryan Tubridy's appearances before the Oireachtas committees earlier this week. But the door is not fully closed to his potential return to the airwaves, so says the Irish Independent in its lead story. It's Ryan's last stand, says the Irish Sun lead headline. Ken Sweeney writes that the radio star will have to convince furious friends, that word in inverted commas, yesterday protesting at Montrose to let him back on the airwaves. Kirsty Blake Knox in The Independent quotes one employee who did not wish to be named as saying it was 70-30 against Tubridy straight after the committees, but it may be more 50-50 among the public. But she also quotes RTE correspondent Emma O'Kelly, who said at a gathering of more than 100 RTE workers, or 200 according to the Times, yesterday, "Today is not about the future of one individual," she said, "it's about the future of an organisation." The Irish Examiner has an extension to its letters page to accommodate all the letters about RTE. The opinions are mixed. Cathal O'Reilly of Clonmel wonders how one might cope with the continued scrutiny and questioning faced by RTE and its employees recently in the Oireachtas. Rosie Cargan of Compass Hill Kinsale, on the other hand, says that RTE no longer serves our nation well and needs to be shut down. The Examiner, like most papers, looks elsewhere for its lead story, reporting that the National Children's Hospital Board is looking for significantly more capital funding as the project cost is expected to soar to as much as 2.2 billion euro. The paper speaks of rising tensions between the Hospital Development Board and the construction company BAM. The BBC newsreader Hugh Edwards is the main story for the Irish Daily Mirror, after his wife, Vicky Flynn, named him as the presenter suspended over allegations that he paid for sexually explicit images. Ms. Flynn said the storm had hospitalised him. The Irish Daily Mail reports that RTE and the GAA did not seek permission from the competition watchdog before charging the Irish public to watch games on their joint venture GAA Go. In the Irish Daily Star, Paul Healy, in a story marked exclusive, reports that Alan White, the husband of murdered woman Irene White, has told the paper he is shocked that the Gardaí have sent a file to the Director of Public Prosecutions over her death in 2005. The Irish Times leads with news of an unpublished report about direct provision, which has been considered by the government. Jennifer Bray says the report warns that the state is at risk of perpetuating direct provision instead of ending it if the correct action is not taken now. Amongst other things, the report by an advisory group headed by Catherine Day calls for an end to the use of private sector accommodation for new arrivals.